Five people were hurt after a pickup truck rear-ended an Amish buggy early today in Lawrence Township. The crash occurred in the 3600 block of Manchester Avenue Northwest just after 5. Township police say the buggy was carrying four adults and a two-year-old who were believed to be headed to a local lake for fishing. All five occupants were taken to hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. A horse was killed. Police say the pickup's driver left the area after the crash, and the investigation is continuing. Canton man was convicted of a minor misdemeanor in the death of a young boy. 27-year-old Rashawn Patterson was given a $150 fine Wednesday by Common Pleas Judge Natalie Haupt. Patterson was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the traffic offense in April, but the conviction was thrown out because state law does not allow involuntary manslaughter to be tied to a minor misdemeanor. Police say Patterson was driving September 6th with 14-year-old Malachi Nichols Williams riding on the outside of the vehicle. The boy fell and later died of his injuries. Patterson could have received up to 3 years in prison. Canton police investigating a reported assault and shooting at Martindale Park Tuesday night. Officers were called around 9:30 to meet with a woman who was suffering from injuries to her face and head. According to a police report, the woman said she'd gone to a party at the park with 20 to 30 adults where alcohol was being consumed when a fight broke out among several women. She told officers she was punched, kicked, pushed, and dragged to the ground. The victim also reported several people displayed firearms, threatened the crowd, and fired multiple shots into the air and toward her as attendees fled in vehicles. No gunshot injuries were reported. Canton woman facing multiple criminal charges after she was arrested Wednesday in an aggravated arson case. 48-year-old Tabitha Stewart accused of starting several fires inside her Walnut Avenue Northeast apartment in March, damaging walls and an oven area and putting residents in the 50-unit complex at risk. She was previously cited for menacing disorderly conduct in a February incident. She's scheduled to be arraigned Friday in Canton Municipal Court. A dog trainer has been convicted of animal cruelty in the death of a golden retriever last year. Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer found 71-year-old Jerry Barnes of Marlboro Township guilty of a misdemeanor count, ruling he acted negligently when the dog died while having its nails trimmed. Barnes was found not guilty of a felony charge accusing him of knowingly causing serious harm. He'll be sentenced next Thursday. Plain Township trustees have scheduled a public hearing on a proposed housing development at the former Sanctuary Golf Club property. The May 28th meeting will be held at Glen Oak High School due to expected public interest. Developers are seeking to rezone nearly 70 acres for a senior living center, homes, apartments, and a nature reserve with walking trails. Many nearby residents have voiced concerns about the project. The Township Planning Commission has recommended approval of the rezoning request. The Timken Company outlining new long-term financial targets following an investor day in New York City. Company leaders say their Elevate to Outperform strategy focuses on expanding growth, improving profit margins, and increasing shareholder value. Timken targeting up to $5.2 billion in sales by 2028, along with stronger earnings growth. Company reported $4.6 billion in sales last year. Washington Township trustees approved repairs for a township ambulance. At Monday's meeting, trustees authorizing a payment of just over $10,000 for the work to Alliance Motors. Fire department reported 14 calls so far this month, 220 year-to-date. Road crews continued ditching, storm sewer cleaning, and the first round of roadside mowing. Officials noted road salt prices are expected to increase 15% this year. Revised five-year financial forecast for the West Branch School District shows no deficit spending in the next 2 years. The projections were approved Monday by the school board. Superintendent Matthew Manley says the forecast shows a reduced shortfall in year three, down from about $1 million to about $800,000. The district cut about $200,000 in staffing costs this year through attrition. The board also recognized National Honor Society members, valedictorians, retirees, and approved summer programs, travel, and multiple personnel and finance items. North Carolina man convicted in Mahoning County of causing a crash that killed a Pennsylvania man. A Mahoning County jury found 25-year-old Robert Powell guilty Wednesday of aggravated vehicular homicide, OVI, and improper handling of a firearm in a motor vehicle. Powell scheduled to be sentenced July 7th. 62-year-old John Clunas of Newcastle died in the April 2025 crash. Proposal to study the future of Youngstown's troubled downtown steam company has been delayed. The Vindicator reports city officials pulled a request to spend up to $130,000 to hire a law firm to review Sobey Energy Solutions before city council could vote Wednesday. The issue will now go to the Public Utilities Committee for further discussion.